From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. A St. Louis County state senator says one of her Democratic colleagues should step down if sexual harassment allegations against him are true. The Missouri Senate issued a report yesterday detailing accusations against Senator Paul Lavoda of sexual harassment and retaliation. The Independence Democrats strongly deny the allegations both in the report and in a separate statement. But Senator Jill Shuop says the allegations against Lavoda are troubling, especially since two of his former interns spoke to the Kansas City Star about his alleged misconduct. The Creve Corps Democrat then said,
"And if any of these allegations either prove to be true or they are true, the senator needs to step down."
Meanwhile, Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey referred the allegations against Lavoda to the Senate Ethics Committee. The Ameren Corp nuclear power plant in central Missouri is shut down for the second time in 8 months after a non-emergency leak in the reaction control system. The shutdown occurred at 1:15 a.m. Thursday at a plant near Fulton. Jeff Trammell of St. Louis-based Ameren called it a minor stream leak. He said no one was hurt and there was no risk to the public. Ameren officials are investigating the cause of the leak. Trammell says it is unclear when the plant will restart. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission was advised. An NRC report classifies it as a non-emergency and notes that the radiation levels in the containment building are slightly above normal, but there were no excessive radiation releases from the plant. Another Republican has tossed his hat in the ring for Missouri Attorney General. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
Josh Hawley is a 35-year-old law professor at the University of Missouri, Columbia. Prior to that, he served as clerk to U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts and was part of a team of lawyers that argued the Hobby Lobby case before the high court challenging the Obama administration's contraceptive mandate. Hawley is expected to face state senator and fellow Columbian Kurt Schaefer in the GOP primary for attorney general next year. On the Democratic side, state senator Scott Sifton and St. Louis County assessor Jake Zimmerman are facing off against each other. Current attorney general Chris Koster, meanwhile, is expected to run for governor. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's Democratic Governor Jay Nixon has called two former interns' claims that State Senator Paul Lavoda made unwanted sexual advances towards them, quote, deeply troubling. Nixon said Thursday the allegations against the Democratic senator from Independence raise, quote, serious questions about his ability to serve. Nixon said sexual harassment, quote, must not be tolerated. Lavoda says he'll continue to serve as the Senate panel reviews new allegations against him. He says he'll accept the Ethics Committee's findings once the review is finished. Nixon's statement comes after the Wednesday release of an internal Senate investigation into a sexual harassment complaint against Lavoda by an intern this past legislative session. Lavoda denied those claims. A second intern now claims Lavoda sent her inappropriate text messages and invited her to his duplex in 2010. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.